More than a meal, how you eat matters. Is eating alone bad for you? When I was growing up, my family shared a home-cooked dinner every night. We'd catch up on each other's days and make plans. Scarcely a dinner went by without a guest joining us, adding to the fun. I now prioritize dinner time with my own family. Setting cell phones aside, we strengthen our connection over a meal. Studies confirm that shared family meals have physical and emotional benefits for children and youth. It reduces unhealthy eating habits, eating disorders, substance use, and depression. The benefits of communal eating aren't just confined to family meals. A University of Oxford study found that people who place an emphasis on eating with others tend to feel happier and less alone. They feel better connected to their community and experience greater life satisfaction than those who usually eat alone. Yet, modern culture has shifted away from communal meals and toward eating alone as people move farther from home, live alone, and work at jobs with varying hours. According to Psychology Today, Americans are eating nearly half of their meals alone. East Asian countries like Japan and Korea are also experiencing this trend toward eating solo.